afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Last week I bemoaned the massively burgeoning number of satellites being planned for Earth's orbit and their deleterious effect on radio astronomy in particular. But satellites are jolly useful, and here's another application whose benefit is close to home, as reported by the BBC. Scientists developing techniques to count great whales from space say the largest ever recorded mass stranding event was probably underestimated. The carcasses of 343 sei whales were spotted on remote beaches in Patagonia, Chile in 2015. That the survey work to count how many dead whales there were was conducted from planes and boats and carried out many weeks after the deaths actually occurred. An analysis of high-resolution satellite images of the area, taken much closer in time to the stranding, has now identified many more bodies. It's difficult to give a precise total for the number of whales involved, but in one sample picture examined by researchers, the count was nearly double. The new investigation, published on the PLOS One journal, was undertaken as a proof-of-principle exercise by the British Antarctic Survey and various Chilean organisations. Being able to detect whale strandings more effectively will inform their ongoing conservation, and it will also flag potentially deteriorating ocean conditions, something the fishing industry, for example, is keen to know about. The monitoring of whales from orbit is set to become a powerful tool with which to assess the state of the environment. In this particular study, they were using 50 centimetre resolution images, but the satellites can now see down to 30 centimetres. Also, machine learning techniques can be used to analyse pictures more quickly than humans to detect whales. It's not clear why such a large number of whales beached en masse in early 2015. One reason for the uncertainty is that researchers were very late in getting to the scene to run tests and establish the cause. A ground team's inquiries led to the conclusion that the cetaceans had probably been poisoned after consuming toxic algae. So, satellites could be usefully employed to monitor whales and perhaps avert a disaster, since whale populations are at risk. Okay, on to other astronomical matters. On November the 11th, there will be a transit of Mercury, where the little planet will come between Earth and the Sun, and it will be possible to witness Mercury passing across the face of the Sun. You too can take a peek at this phenomenon by looking at it through special solar telescopes which members of the Astronomy Society will bring to Eden Café on Blaubergstrand. The transit begins at 2:30 in the afternoon and continues with Mercury being in the centre of the Sun by 5:15 and departing during sunset at around 7:20. You may think, so what? A little black dot traversing the Sun, why is that at all interesting? Well, actually, when you see it for your very self, it is quite moving, as you realise, quite viscerally, that all that astronomy stuff is not just in textbooks and radio shows, but is actually real. The planets and celestial bodies are out there minding their own business in their orbits around the Sun, and there's nothing we can do about it. But we can bear witness. Transits are historically important as they can be used to tell distances to celestial bodies and to accurately measure their masses and more besides. Transits of Mercury occur regularly and there are 13 or 14 per century. The last four transits were in 1999, 2003, 2006 and 2016. Scientific investigations based on transits of Mercury include investigations of the variability of Earth's rotation and of the tidal acceleration of the Moon, measuring the mass of Venus from variations in Mercury's orbit and looking for long-term variations in the solar radius. You can add to that list if you really want to. There's a lot more that scientists do with these transits. But no science will be performed by the Astronomy Society on the 11th of November. We will just be watching the planet on its journey across the Sun. So get yourselves to the Eden Café at Eden-on-the-Bay in Blaubergstrand from 2:30 on November the 11th and witness this phenomenon. Let me mention once more Apollo 11 The Ballet, which will be performed on the 9th and 10th of November at the Joseph Stone Auditorium. There's going to be two performances each day at 2 p.m. and 6 p.m. Tickets are on sale at Web Tickets and Pick and Pay. If you've never seen astronauts dancing before, now's your chance. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies, especially on November the 11th for the transit of Mercury. FMR.